6. As we walked towards the Sam's Pub, all eyes were on us. Who was looking at us and who was muttering something to the critters who had next? We seemed to be the only stars of this strange evening. We walked with smiles towards the people we met, even though we didn't know them. As we passed them, we could hear their comments, and many of them were about me, that girl who decided to live all alone in this building fell in disgrace. As I listened to those comments, I looked at my friends and smiled. They didn't know anything about me, and the only real friends were next to me, walking proudly. The common comments were just curses and bad thoughts. Luke was about to turn and answer one of them, but I stopped him in time. Let them think what they like. Don't waste your time with them. They don't know what we've been through. Let them go. It is not worth it. And saying this, we stopped for a while and looked at each other. I smiled at him, tidied his beard a bit more, and in the end he came closer to me and gently kissed me in front of all that crowd that was now pretending nothing. Luke broke away, even cleaned my face a bit, and looking ahead he saw Sam's Pub, and with a sweet smile he noticed that Sam's little helper was standing at the threshold of the pub's entrance, and only when he recognized us did he enter, calling loudly to the owner. "Sam, they are coming, Sam, come and see. Here they are." And in a few seconds, Sam came out and wiped his paws in his greasy apron. His helper gave him the change and, looking at his boss, he smiled. When Sam saw the strange company approaching his pub, he crossed his paws and leaned against the wall, waiting for them to arrive. And only my face lit up more, he came to us, took our little friends inside and opened the door. He said, "You gave us quite a fright." And with this his sentence, he has let us enter, making understand to his helper to prepare the best table. And when has invited to sit, Sam has sat too. He looked at us for a while in silence, while his helper immediately went to get something to drink, which we immediately appreciated. We knew he had something to tell us, and indeed, after everyone had relaxed, he began. When I came out for a break, I immediately noticed something was wrong. I could smell smoke in the air. And it was only when I realized that it was coming from the alley that I called the fire department. Luke looked at me and asked in a whisper, "Why did they do that?" Sam looked at me and understood that I had told Luke everything. He looked at us in amazement and shrugged his shoulders. "When I accompanied you the first time in this building, I had warned you about these presences, but honestly I was still confused about their behavior, but maybe it was their time." Luke had told him about the dark place we had been, and we had perceived many of them. "It seemed that they had been organizing this for a long time," Luke said. "Yes. I got used to those noises, but when Luke rescued Daisy, those footsteps have increased, and maybe they have already organized this mass destruction," I said, looking at Sam and Luke with wide open eyes, and in a sigh I said, "And when Luke came back, everything was already done. They were waiting for the right moment to escape. But where did they go, since they were already presences?" "I don't know yet, but right now it's more important to find you a place to stay. I have a room over the pub. It's perfect. It only has one defect. You might hear some noises from there." For a moment Sam wanted to see our reactions, but then he burst out laughing, followed by us. "Surely it will be noises we will love." "Thank you," I said to him, laughing.